You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
Nick DiPaolo,
Robert Kelly's
You Know What, is on the show.
There's no topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
There he is, right there. Look at that. That's him. Nick DiPaolo's Another Senseless Killing. His new album. Special.
I didn't know what you call it.
Is available right now at nickdip.com. You can buy it, own it. It's unfucking believable. It's done at one of the best comedy clubs in the country, Acme.
It's in the top 100 pre-orders on iTunes.
It's unbelievable.
Whatever that means. It's probably 102 albums out
there. And here's the best part about it. The great Nick DiPaolo's here right now. And you did it by yourself.
Did I just blow the big reveal by talking?
No. You didn't. We already blew that when fucking he goes, what do you want me to do? I literally said, I want you to go here. I'm going to point to you. And then you go to Nick's.
Yeah,
and you go, I got it.
Before the show, you said, I'm going to tap you once and then that'll cue.
Oh, you needed the tap?
You,
I'm sorry.
You tapped me like I was.
See that? I like this kid already. Words mean something. That's how I live my life. My wife will say something that minor, then not follow through with it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Cool.
Yeah. It's very Indian.
Yeah, I'm like your wife.
A little bit.
Get the
your
fuck
head
out.
Looks like one of her tits.
We got
all due respect, honey.
We got Chris Scopos hanging with us, the producer of the YKWD, and we got Deep who's here. And you said it's the top 100 pre-orders on iTunes.
Yeah,
that's fucking great.
I went out to LA and did all those other things.
Podcast.
Yeah.
What were you on?
I did Corolla, I did Rogan, I did Fitzsimmons, Jay Moore.
That's great.
And it was a blast. Just rented a car, went out there, that's all I did.
That's the way to fucking do it.
It was nice.
And how long did it take you to set that up? Who set that up? Yourself?
Me.
You just made calls.
I was laying on the couch and I said, Jesus, I got to do something.
Really?
Nobody else is going to do it. I forgot I'm in business for myself. I just realized at year 28, maybe if I put something into this, like my last album went styrofoam. So I just, you know, I text Rogan, who I hadn't talked to in a while. It's kind of a ballsy move.
Right.
And fits all of them. Yeah. And me and Billy Burr, I couldn't hook up with our schedules.
Right.
But he even, you know, gave me a nice plug at the beginning his right. last week. But the Rogan thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Podcast is huge.
It's like on the Tonight Show in 1976.
Yeah, not one of them plugged my album, my special.
Why not?
No, I don't know.
What do you mean? When you were on with them?
No.
Oh, no.
I can't get on. I can't get on, nor do they.
You will. You're going to have a TV show. You get a special out.
Yeah.
Please. About 5 years, I'll be whittling in my garage like a retiree.
You got a really nice garage, though.
But it was awesome, man. Right, we just rented a car and drove around out there, and went to Rogan. We did 3 hours just sitting there.
I know. I watched it. Did you see my tweet?
Yes, thank you very
much.
I was
fucking in my car watching it.
It's still the activity's still going on from it. I mean, same with Fitzsimmons and Jay just posted it yesterday.
Really,
the one I did at Jay's.
That's great.
So and Corolla's, you know, his show's a monster too. So it kicked up a lot of dust and I mean. This kid, Jason, who's distributing, you know, sends me stats every couple of days.
So now you saved the best for last.
Absolutely. And I got a whole bunch. Yeah.
Now you're going to get four people.
Like, what do you mean?
I'm kidding.
No, come on. Seven, eight, nine.
Seven, nine, ten.
Come on. Don't.
I love the fact that you went to one of your favorite comedy clubs and you filmed this by yourself. You hired the team.
You spent your
own cash.
Yeah.
What made you do that?
I don't know. There's another. Oh, I don't know. Maybe because Comedy Central and Netflix, every time they look at something of mine, they go, oh, it's a little rough around the edges. Shut up, you fucks.
Is that true?
Well, yeah. You get single housewives going, Tina thought it was a little rough. You know? Really?
I don't think Nick relates like 22-year-olds anymore.
I do, though. That's who's on my Twitter. That's the big misnomer.
Yeah.
I have fans from age 18 to 66. And if these stupid fucks in the industry would realize that, that's the demographic. Maybe, you know, if I stop referring to them as stupid fucks, I might create
a huge podcast.
But,
fucking dumb cunt soccer moms don't realize.
You motherfucker. Listen, no, but I do. But they don't. Come on, do you know who runs comedy? You ever walk through Comedy Central? It's just three guys in there. Two of them are wearing kilts.
I happen to like Comedy Central because they actually.
I do too. I mean, but you know, they'll build a network on my back, for Christ's sake. And what am I, B. Arthur? I'm hit 70 now. His tits are sagging. But the network.
Can I say something though? Here's the best part about it though, with technology the way it is that that now you can, if you
yes,
because if this was 20 years ago, 10 years ago,
I'm shut up.
I'd be fucked, dude. They all said no to me.
I know.
We'd be done.
I know.
What are you going to go to Rascals on a fucking 8mm? Fucking take 10 years to edit because you got to cut and tape it? Some fucking bald guy who's an insurance guy during the day? All right, we're going to edit tonight for 3 hours, and then my wife, I got to go home.
Yeah, exactly. I got to work at Tom McCann selling shoes in a month.
Tom McCann.
That's what I do during the nighttime. I edit during the day.
Do you remember back in the day in Boston, especially, you'd have to hire that fat guy with a jacket with like shoulder pads would come and videotape you?
Yes.
And having a video camera was like, oh my God, and he'd charge you like $500. And just to put your name at the beginning was like, whole like Robert Kelly.
Yes.
At fucking the Grill 93 cost like $150.
And then like a month later, you'd see him on America's Most Wanted because he filmed 2 14-year-old girls in a tub. You know, but he did good work and we needed. But but yeah, so it's a whole new ball game. You don't have to go through the traditional channels. Nope. Thank God.
Yeah.
You know? So I do it, and I loved Acme. That is my favorite club in the whole world. And
I've never played it.
You will.
I've heard about this club.
Yeah, it's the best. 260 seats, probably 270. You'll go there on a Tuesday night, and it'll be sold out, and everybody paid to get in.
Yeah, really? Didn't you film yours on a Tuesday or something like that?
I did, actually, Chris. I did, a Monday or a Tuesday, and it was awesome. Sold out.
Yeah.
And I've been going there for a while, to the point where he put me in the Pantages Theater. I sold 1,000 tickets 1 year.
No shit.
Yeah, but then I didn't go back. Or I went back too soon and tried to do it again, and, you know, had not quite that many.
14.
Somebody hit me in the chest with a full Heineken 10 minutes into the show.
Really?
No. So, out of the 28 people. So, but I go, so I'm back at Acme. And this guy, his name is Lewis, that runs it.
Hang on a fucking full Heineken. That makes me laugh.
It's a nice visual, isn't it?
I love details.
That's where the funny is, in the detail.
I can just see it all over your fucking face.
No, right off the chest, a can, you know, pops open.
And that was my weapon of choice as a kid when we used to get into fights.
Oh, a full can of beer. Oh
yeah,
if you get them right here,
right in the head, right here,
open you up.
Cold.
Yeah.
Open you up like a
right
melon.
The fuck cold. If it doesn't work, you're in trouble. You better run fast. Fucking guy opens it, starts drinking out of it. Thanks, buddy. That Boston, that fucking Charlestown accent. Thanks, you fucking cocksucker. I'm going to smash you into Papagino's.
You're lucky I had to run into the Packy and get one myself.
Fucking Packy.
The Packy. That was short for package store, folks.
I used to have those in college. And I used to call them Packies down here. I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Where do you go to school, Chris?
Sacred Heart, Connecticut.
Okay.
Yeah.
This club, I worked the other club in Minnesota.
Knuckle tits?
No.
Skid marks?
The one in the mall there.
Shit stains?
The one in the mall.
Fucking puss balls?
Nice people who own it, but the club, it's just like, Jesus Christ.
Well, it's in a mall, you know?
The ceilings are 80 feet high.
I know. This guy's hitting fungos before the game. Some of the twins are taking outfield. That's what I tell these jerk-offs. You know, the guys that open these improvs, even now, you go in, you, hello. It's like playing, you know, it's walking into a stadium. Guys, it's like you do this for a living, and you don't know that a low ceiling is the key to a good comedy.
To comedy club.
Unless you're Kevin Hart and you're playing, you know, airplane hangers, but but then they put monitors up everywhere. But, Acme, dude, you will fall in love with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to the point where it's almost not a good barometer. You can do, like, a shitty joke and get a roar. Yeah. But the other thing is this guy has trained
His crowds.
He's been there for years.
Yeah.
I've been there. You know how I am. Somebody farts and I'm all over you in the crowd.
Yeah.
I've been there 5 times. I haven't yet to tell somebody to lower their voice or shut off a phone.
Really?
They're all sitting there like they're in a theater. You know when you do a theater and people don't have drinks or waitresses?
Yep.
And they just stare at you and listen to you? That's what this club is like.
Wow.
And then on top of it, how it's structured with a low ceiling and the energy's right in your face. And the guy couldn't be more generous. I mean, he really pays, too. And, you and leave there feeling good about yourself.
The actual club, the place it's in is beautiful.
Yeah, it's all stone.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's a stone building.
There's a radio guy that
Tom Bernard.
That has a podcast. Really nice guy.
He's at the beginning of my special. That's me being interviewed by Tom Bernard.
No shit.
Yes.
That's him?
Yes. That guy's a multi-zillionaire, man.
I know. He's a fucking... He has his podcast right upstairs after his radio show.
From doing radio, he's a zillionaire?
Oh, radio and voiceover. But he's been the king of, you know, of Minneapolis and been doing voiceover work on national commercials for years.
Yeah.
And he's just... money's rolling in.
So
he's
now,
just a great guy, and his whole family was there, and that's him at the beginning of my special.
Now the guy who owns it, what's the guy who owns the club?
Louis Lee.
Is he Chinese?
He's Asian. I don't know what flavor. I don't know, broccoli and Mandarin. I don't know. But
broccoli.
I would say Louis Lee. I don't know. I should know that. But he you're not going to meet a more fair guy. I mean, the night I shot the thing, you know, the two shows, I walked out of there with a nice
check.
Yeah, what I'd get paid to do like 2 weeks at a club. You know what I mean?
Wow.
He couldn't be more fair, you know, and it's just a pleasure to work there. I mean, you know.
That's great. And is that why you shot your special there? Because it's your favorite club?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, basically.
And then when you shot it, did you use just one show and then add a little, or just which show did you use?
We shot, how many did I do? I think I did three.
Three shows?
I did three.
And you used the majority out of one.
I did.
Right.
I think like the second one was the best.
It's always, like I did the same thing. I actually thought the first one was the best, but then the second one wound up being the best.
Yeah.
There was just a better energy with the crowd. And everything was flowing more, but like internally, I felt more. I think because the first one I got, the second one I was just fuck it. But we used most of the second one.
Did you?
Yeah, on it. You know, and you can't even fucking tell.
I know.
It's pretty far. It's pretty amazing. There is a couple shots I can see where there was like some hot chick, and then there's some fucking bald dude.
Yeah, right? And it tells road work. There's one scene he's doing a bit at the end of the bit. Same thing, and it's a totally different guy in the front row.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Maybe that chick was the ball guy. You don't know. It's the village. Fucking creeps down here.
I love the fact that now Rogan did
Comedy Works in
Denver.
Comedy
Works. You know, Morgan Murphy did a small everybody. I love it. I fucking love it. Well, because it's like, why the fuck are we in a theater?
Well, I'm not going to poo-poo theaters because I've been to a few since that I'd go, you know what? I did the thing. Well, you did it. Did you do? Yeah, you told me about Seneca Casino.
Oh, how great was that?
Wouldn't you shoot something there?
At the one in, dude, that was
because it's an actual bowl. The seats go up.
It's intimate.
It's intimate.
It's an intimate theater for comedy.
Yes. And one in Connecticut, Ridgefield.
Yeah.
So I'm not poo-pooing on them because it's not.
No, I should stop doing that too. You're right. You're right.
But not like a huge. But I don't have that problem. I'm not that big that I'm going to do 2,000 seats. Right. Anything bigger than that. Even Steve Martin, if you read his books.
Yep.
That's when he started to hate it when he was doing arenas. But how can you turn down that kind of dough?
You can't.
But yes, to capture the energy and when you think of Lenny Bruce as somebody like you picture him downstairs in a basement.
Right.
Right. Kind of a gritty. That's what this was. Kind of a bird's eye view. We had a roaming camera too.
Yeah.
So you know, some shots where you feel like you're in the second row looking up at me.
Yeah.
You can see my fat face.
It's like, you know, when I was describing how I wanted mine, it's like I want to hear individual laughs like a comedy club. When you do a theater, it's just a rolling laughter. When you do it, when you hear somebody's album and it's in a club, you can hear the fucking guy in the back. You can hear, that's a black lady laughing right there.
Yes.
That chick just got that
she's
joke.
She's probably cooking, but what? Is there any need of that type of shit? No, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's what, and you can hear the glasses clinking, and
clinking.
You picture, you kind of get that mental picture.
Yeah. And now to film that, we're able to do that, which is fucking awesome. I love it. I love it. Even this. I mean, we're doing video on this.
Yeah, maybe I should start doing that.
Well, that's a thing that we're probably going to start doing with your podcast.
Well, let's stop talking about it, and maybe we'll get Sprance up there.
You're not going to get Sprance. You're going to get this fucking Hindu and this fat-ass fucking lesbian right here.
whoever, whatever. I got to go buy another computer, whatever. But, you know, my boiler went today, so.
Are you kidding me?
I don't just fucking hand it. Well, it's under warranty. Had a year left.
Ugh.
That's nice, huh?
But that's what scares the shit out. I just got a brand new one put in.
Yeah, we had one 9.5 years ago, but the water is so horrendous up where I live.
Why?
It's hard. It has so many minerals in it.
Yeah.
It's as hard as anywhere in the nation.
Why don't you put a Brita on it?
We got all that shit, stupid.
I'm kidding, you fucking dummy. That was a joke. You gotta put
a Brita. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Jesus. It's one of the...
I should know that word?
Yeah. Do you know what Brita is?
What is it?
I know what a Brita is. Yeah.
Good for you, Chris. What the fuck is it?
I'm Brita.
I didn't go to Xavier Hot. What is it?
It's just a water filter for you. You know, you put in your fridge.
Oh, Brit.
You put it on the fucking faucet.
I used to sell those.
It was a bad joke.
I sold those door to door.
You sold fucking everything.
Not Britters, but I did. I mean, that was like a Ponzi scheme. You sell the water filter and, you know, the guy
Three more sells more filters. Yeah,
that type of shit. Yeah, I did that for a while. In between heroin muling. No.
That's my biggest fear, though.
A Brit, yes. If you said Brit, I would have got it.
Every night when the heat kicks on, I can hear it.
Yes.
I just had a whole new heating system, 15 fucking grand put into my house.
That'll last you, buddy.
Right, exactly. So when it goes on, I'm like, if this fucking breaks, we're dead. Like, I'm fucked. This is thousands of fucking dollars. High tech.
Oh, wait, first of all, you're on a TV show and you just shot a special. Shut up.
Dude,
get plenty of dough. I went by your house. I saw the sailboat.
Yeah, right. I got a fucking sailboat.
Wasn't that your house?
No, I don't got a fucking
double wide.
First of all, dude, my house compared to your house is ridiculous.
Oh, let's not get into the.
I could fit 9 of my houses into your
house. Mine's not that big. Mine's just made of stone. They don't make them anymore like that. My house isn't that big.
Dude, your fucking house.
I don't know how to make a meal.
Your house is fucking magical. And here's how
magical.
Here's how magical your house is.
Must have been a leprechaun sucking me off last night.
I've been up there probably 5 times. Every time I go, when I make that fucking turn,
it's not.
I'm like,
yes.
I get a feeling of that. I'm like, you know, when they came over the hill in Oz, and they were like, they came in, and all of a sudden, bah, 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 dah, 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 that happens to me every time I go to your
house. Well, it's that and the 3 midgets I have working the front gate.
But saying, he's got a fucking.
He's got a gate. What did I say? Yeah, you have a gate.
No, he doesn't have a gate. He has a river.
It's not a pond.
You have a moat.
A river.
You have a river that comes through.
I have that brook that goes by the front, but I have
brook.
A pond.
All right. Are you called a brook?
When you come around the corner, what you expect to see? As soon as you've seen the stone house and see the pond, you expect to see Fredo taking one on the back of the head in a little boat.
I'm not
kidding
you, dude.
That's just what it looks like.
And you like some people's houses that are awesome. You get over it the second or third time you're there.
But there's some houses you're like,
you're excited
to go there.
Every time you go, and I think it's the fucking road into his house. It goes like, where the fuck am I? Is it here? Did I make a wrong turn? I think it's, and then it goes to dirt road, and then you make this turn, and you hear like babbling water, and you're like,
soothes you.
Yeah,
it really is. It's like being on vacation because all those houses up there were cottages. It's up in Lake area, you know.
Oh.
But it looks like the Tahoe compound and the Godfather. And I did that once. This summer, my wife was out work, and I pretended I was Michael. I was standing looking out that bay window. And I just went, and I put my head down real slow. And she was gardening. I keep going over that mind. But, you come around the corner. I still get, when I come around the corner, it feels like I'm, you know. And that's what the guy who sold the house to us says.
Yeah.
It feels like you're on vacation when you get home.
Yeah, man.
And then your wife answers the door and you realize you're home.
Yeah, but you got a fucking horse, too, by the way.
I don't. My wife does.
You have a horse?
That's you.
Yeah, I bought
that's
my
you.
Wife a horse.
Yeah, I don't. I got
at your house?
Huh?
At your house?
No. Yeah, we keep it in the attic. With the,
I bought my
no, wife. It's in the...
I thought it's in the stables. You have stables?
The stables. Not my house, though.
He could, though, if he wanted to.
About a half
stables.
Hour.
You could have stables. You could have a fucking horse roaming in your backyard if you wanted to. All right, I got my wife boots off Zappos. Okay? So fuck you, making money.
Is that where you get your Britter?
And you know, it's funny, too, because you think you make money off of these shows. And yes, it's great money. But after
what
the manager
shows?
off doing a TV show, the manager, the lawyer, the agent, and the fucking government.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay? Right. I don't have any of those.
Right.
That's what I did. And right. Here I sit showless.
But you have a hit fucking new special
that's
on iTunes.
That's pretty good. I'm going to buy the wife a goat with this money.
That all goes to you, right? That all goes to you.
Yeah.
There's no middleman.
Well, I got a guy distributing. He takes a touch.
Yeah, but there's not a fucking company. But no,
no, yeah,
most
no.
Of it.
Yes. No, I paid off the guys who shot it, and, you know, and we'll see. You know, but you got to.
How much
know,
is it?
How much
are you
what?
Charging? $5, right?
Eight.
Charging $8.
Eight bucks. Now, or as much as you want. Eight. Some guy paid $208.
$208.
$208, and another guy paid $101.
That's great.
I have fans out there.
Yeah, you got good fans. You got two good ones. Let's fuck.
A couple of them try to pay four. A couple hundred of them.
They try to go down.
Yeah, they
the
shit me on Twitter. What are you kidding me? What am I made of fucking money? No, but I'm happy with it. It was a good set. A good saw. It's actually too dirty for me. You know?
Really?
Yeah, it's actually dirtier than. That's the one thing. You know, when I started doing those roasts, I got thrown into the dirty category. You saw my stuff at the beginning of my career. I had a lot of TV clean. The Absolutely. 3.5 hours on Comedy Central, I couldn't curse.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I proved I could do that. And then you get to a certain level, you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to let it fly.
Right.
But this one's, it's a little, you know, filthy for me. But right. There's some dark stuff that I like, you know, talking right. about suicide, people hanging, well, shit like that, you know, stuff of the holidays.
But that's what I love about comics, ours, because you see where they've been for the last couple of years.
There you go.
It's not where they are right now. It's where were you the last couple of years?
Right.
And this is where and it's almost like at the end of the fucking journey, it's your memoirs of fucking, this is here, take
yes.
this. Now I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yes.
So your next hour, who knows? It could be fucking puppies and unicorns.
It'll be 8 minutes about a horse in my head, in my wife's bed. But no, that's true, though. You walk around with that. That's what I like about being a, you try to put that shit away. And here's what I've found now that I'm older.
Yeah.
It's easier to forget the last hour. I can't remember the shit. I go to dip right. into it yeah. after I haven't done it for a month or two.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the bits, which yeah. forces you to write new stuff. As opposed to 10 years ago, my memory was a lot better.
Right.
I could keep dipping into old right. shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Fucking weird.
You're probably not there yet, but...
Well, here, no, it's funny because when I did mine, I did an hour 40, hour 50 each show. I did two shows on a Tuesday because I was supposed to do my special a year before, and we pulled out.
No, you
out.
Had a ton. I know. I said it to my wife. I go, Bobby,
yeah.
this is like the first hour, right?
Yeah.
So I go, he's got he must have a ton of shit to
way
pick from.
Too much. But now, going into this, I already, like someone asked me, what is your favorite stuff? I go, this. Whatever I'm doing, whatever I did at the cellar last week is the only,
yes.
is the only thing I like
oh,
doing.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you spend hours editing and hearing this shit over, and it really is painful. At one point, I wasn't even happy with somebody. I don't give a shit. I go, get it out there.
Yeah, right?
Get it away from me. I can't fucking do it anymore.
Well, they gave me, for Comedy Central, they sent me a paper edit. I was like, I can't do it.
They wanted you to read your jokes.
Well, they just showed me where the like physically.
Did you call them back? Go, you spelled cunt wrong.
I was like, I'm not looking at this. I'm not because I'll fucking hate them. Just
yes.
do it. I have no choice.
I know it's.
What am
right.
I gonna do? Give me fuck it. You do it. I trust you. I don't care. And they actually did a good job. I was very nervous, but they only cut one thing out. One thing they cut out. It was probably for time.
I remember the last half hour I did years ago for Comedy Center. Same thing.
Yeah.
They were making, but and the lady, I forget who was doing it,
yeah.
said, we're going to do the best to keep in what you want. And they did. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I was too. It was
so ignore me bad mouthing the first half hour of the show.
but there's nothing like unedited. The way it was filmed. And then fucking you're watching a special the way the comic wanted you to see it. You can't fucking beat that. Because even when you, all right, somebody comes in, we want to make your special. They're doing it their way. Even though you say, this is what I want, they're going to somehow, somebody's other thing is getting in there. When you pick the people to do it, you pick the place to do it, and you're the guy paying for it, it's your way.
Yeah.
That's it. So you're actually presenting to your fans what you wanted them to have. Which you never get, which
That's
finally
true.
Has happened.
That's true.
Right?
Attell, referred me to this, I think it was Audio Engine. Is that the name of the
right.
guys that did editing? I might have that wrong. But this young kid was so good.
Yeah.
And so open. I could call him at 3 a.m. and be like, yeah, come on down. Well, I never met somebody so accommodating
right.
as far as this guy. And he knew what he was doing. He was a genius with the
right.
with the editing. And plus he had booze. He had a thing with all kinds of booze on it. Like one of those things with wheels like you see in...
a bar cart kind of thing?
Yeah, a bar cart. Like you see in, you know what, with John Hamm. What's the show?
What is it?
Mad Men.
Yeah, Mad Men.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, 5 minutes into the edit, I'm like, that's close enough. I'm all fucked up. Is that me up there? Oh, I got two chins. Let's rewind that. Getting all picky.
Now, are you taking these on the road with you? Or are you just sending people to the website?
I sent them to the website. Right. I did order some, but I can't do that.
I'll tell you what you do.
I can't do that.
I'll tell you. I would actually, I'm going to make postcards with the info where to go buy it
and put them on the tables.
And then right when they're done,
yeah,
I'm going to put them right on the tables, and at the end, thank you, and they're right here if you want to see it, or leave it at the door. And then I'll tell the guy, "Hey, if you want to buy it, here's the info is on that table."
Do you think it's going to hurt you though a little bit? Someone might just want to buy it right there.
Yeah, and I get it, dude, but it's how about, you know what the worst thing is? Traveling with those fucking things.
Of course.
Things. That day is dead.
And I like to kick back in between shows.
I don't want to sit
half
there.
Half the audience wants to meet me. The other half wants to beat me up. It's not. It's very fucking unrelaxing.
Well, I'd rather shake somebody's hand. What's
Did
up,
Dexter? Did I say unrelaxing?
Unrelaxing. I'd rather shake somebody's hand and let them go. I mean, than sit there and... I know the day of... And there's certain guys that can do it. They have a 3 DVDs and a button. Their fans just...
Yeah, they're called weak middles. They're living in a lean-to and fucking...
Could you do
Columbus,
this?
Ohio? Mind if I sell my shot glasses? I had a guy selling shot glasses with some slogan on them after the show. This was like 15 years ago. And he gave me one after the show. I go, thanks, Brian. No. I get my car. I pull out of the park. I'm halfway out of the parking lot. I open the window. I smash it on the street.
I was with what's his name from Boston? I forget his name. Dustin. Dustin.
Diamond.
He sells... He goes. He comes up to me after the show. You mind if I sell my wallets? I'm like, what the fuck?
What are you, an Indian?
He had flaming wallets.
Fucking it was wallets.
It was a wallet that lit on fire. I go, he didn't even have a joke for it. He goes, no, I did the math.
wallet that what?
Lit on fire. It was a magic trick. And there's no joke for it. He just did something at the end where he said something. It lit on fire. He goes, I'm selling these. He goes, the reason why I sell those is because they cost the least and I can sell them for the most and make the most money. So he gave me a flaming wallet.
Yeah, until somebody's drapes catch on fire and then he's in a lawsuit.
Fucking ridiculous.
We lost two kids because of the magician we saw the other. That's horrible. A flaming wallet.
It's fucking. I had one guy had a bag of shit. In Dallas, he had bracelets with sayings on them.
Yeah, are you a comedian or are you, you know, fucking Ron Popeil? Come on.
I actually told him, I said, this is the worst thing you can do for your comedy career. Years later, he came up to me. He was like, thank you for fucking, I threw all that shit away.
Yeah, he pulls up in a Denali. Thanks for the advice, Bob. Look at the three hookers in the back. We're going back to my mansion in San Antonio. Would you like to have your ass licked for $8?
Yeah, I sold more bracelets, you fuck. I came up with a fucking great slogan. So I put it on t-shirts and fucking shot glasses. That fucking cunt DePaulo broke one.
I smashed it. Just fucking, nobody in the car, by myself.
I did that one time. You remember the Bruins were playing Tampa Bay?
Do I remember? What game would that be?
That was when the Bruins won the...
You act like they play once every 10 years.
When they won the Stanley Cup.
2011?
2011, yes. I think it was. I was down
That's
in
correct,
Tampa.
Chris.
And the guy, they had these clappers, the thunder clappers.
Yeah.
And I remember we were driving down the highway, and I took his clapper out, and I threw it out of the window. And he was like, what? You know how hard those are? I got that at the game. I was like, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't have a clapper, you fucking... It's called your hands.
Oh. Wait, he had his name on the clapper?
No, it said Tampa Bay fucking...
Oh, God. Oh. What happened in the old days, you know?
Yeah, you just went to a game and screamed.
Yeah. My dad brought me to a Bruins game. We were like seven, me and my brother. He only had two tickets. I remember he gave the guy like $10, and the guy let him in.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, back of the old garden.
Back of the old garden. Oh. And we're up in the... cheap seats.
Yeah, we could touch the fucking ACs.
You could touch the fucking ACs. And this is when people smoked, mm-hmm. okay? There was nothing but brown air up there.
Yeah.
And they were playing the Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
And there was a guy next to us. I'll never forget it. I can see his face. He had to be 68, 70 years old, right? Yeah. cigar, nub hanging out of his right, big red fucking alcoholic nose. He's got a Bruins cardigan sweater on with no shirt under it, nothing under it. His belly is sticking out of the cardigan. And he's going, "Hey, Sittler!" They were playing Toronto. "Hey, Sittler, your family's all fucking rats!" Then he'd chew on the cigar and he'd take it out. He goes, "Hey, Sittler, you hear me? Your family's fucking rats!" And my father goes, "Hey," my father goes, after like 8 minutes, my father goes, "Come on, there's kids over." He looks at my father and goes, "Go fuck yourself." My father just started laughing.
I'm telling you.
Never saw anybody tell me, "I'm going to shut the fuck up."
Remember the tunnels? They had these fucking rounded tunnels in the garden.
In the garden, yes.
And it was like the catacombs.
It's
in
like
France.
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, it was fucking nuts. And then it was so loud, because the people up by the fucking the roof, literally you were sitting at the roof, and the air ducts were going, so they would bang on the air ducts. It would get so fucking loud in there from all the people smashing the air ducts. I remember that. Yeah.
And the flags, the air quality was so bad. Like
it's terrible.
The Celtics banners that have been up there and the Bruins.
They get all fucked up?
You couldn't even read them. They were fucked. It's 6 inches of rust in urine. Look, they were marinating in urine for 40 years. Just fucking red. Can you imagine the people who had season's tickets up there?
You remember the fucking crazy bars out in front of the garden?
Yeah,
there's fucking...
The Iron Horse Saloon.
Dude, these bars were fucking bars. Like, these were men bars. I remember my uncles both going to the game... They go, "Listen, we're going to grab a drink. Here's your ticket. Go in. We'll meet you in there."
I go in.
I'm up by the fucking top, right up there. He had season tickets. All of a sudden, this fucking, I think he was half retarded, guy sits down in the seat. I go, "Hey, that's my uncle's seat."
Phil Esposito.
He goes, "No, I bought these. They were getting fucking smashed. They got so smashed in the bar. They sold the tickets to the retarded kid. For like $20. And he's sitting there. I gotta sit next to this fucking... Every time he wanted a high five, just high five. I was like, "Oh, you fucking twat. Here you go."
In the, I don't know, it was the late 70s or early 80s. The Celtics played the Sixers. It went to a game 7 at Boston Garden, the old Boston Garden.
Right.
I can't remember if it was the late 70s or early... But I didn't have a ticket. So I tried what my old man did. But this was years later. Try paying guys off. And I had a ticket that they print out. When they print out the playoff tickets, like they print them all out.
Yeah, so
they
don't know.
They don't know
rounds.
How far it's going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried one of those fake ones, and a guy just tore up and laughed at me, you know, like a fucking idiot. So I couldn't get in. So I went to the Iron Horse Saloon under the garden.
Right, yeah.
And I'm sitting with, like you said, guys from Salty. Probably, I was in my 20s. They were in their 50s.
Yep.
And I think I had, I'm not exaggerating, I think I had 14 beers. And they lost. I'm fucking miserable.
Yeah.
I walk all the way back. I come out. It's pouring. The rain is blowing sideways. You know?
Yeah.
It's about 41 degrees. Just warming up so it's not snowing. And I get back to the SUV. The guys that drove me there, they're not there. And it's locked. So I'm laying on the hood in the rain. People are walking by looking at me. Half passed out. Just soaked like a rat. Worst day of my life. And they lost at home.
I went to the game. Jordan Bird... Double overtime on
he scored 61.
Dude,
that you were at that one.
My uncle goes like this: "I got tickets to the Celtics." Same uncle, he had the season tickets up on the rafters. He goes, I can't go because it's Thanksgiving or Easter or some shit, whatever the fuck holiday
it
was.
It would have been Easter.
Easter, right? Fucking, I go, "All right, we take him." He's a season ticket holder of the Celtics, by the way. Okay, Bird. This is when Bird had to lie on his stomach and stretch his back.
You're right.
Yeah.
How
fucked up he was.
Every like quarter, he had to sit
fucking
out.
Fucking double overtime. Celtics win. I've never been in a place that went that nuts in my fucking life. And that's when, you know, like towards the end of the game, you could get up and go down and sit in better seats. No one would really fuck with you.
Right.
Not that day. It was fucking nuts. I got home. He him and his wife got into a big fight. He was bullshit.
Who, your uncle?
Oh, yeah.
Or Jordan.
No, it was the best game of the fucking, the best game of the universe.
What was her problem?
But he was mad because she didn't let him fucking go. And I came back, and he was mad at me, too. He goes, "Go fuck yourself."
Ooh, a lot of love in that family, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, that's why
this
I'm
is the guy
the
that touched you later on?
No, nobody touched
middle
me.
Middle light bottle?
Nobody
touched you with a steak or something. You blew somebody for a steak.
No, that wasn't in my family. I was a neighbor. You think I'm weird? What the fuck's wrong with you? I'm a fucking homo.
I thought there was some incest going on.
No,
I mean, it's Medford, for Christ's sake.
Dude, I had fucking... All my uncles are you. You are all my uncles.
Don't say that.
You're the same fucking guy.
I would never say fuck you to my nephew.
Yeah, you fuck you.
Yeah,
you
I got about two of my uncles are like Nick.
Yeah, they're
exactly
all
like
yeah,
Nick.
Exactly
yeah,
like
yeah.
Nick,
yeah.
Oh, that's a...
Not an insult.
No, it's...
I love my uncles
right.
Are fucking a dying breed. They're not...
So what are you saying? I'm sick?
Well, you're fucking... You're one of those men. That's why I told you. I joined this cigar bar up in... near my house.
Like a restaurant.
Cigar bar up in my house. It's men only. And,
really?
24 hours a day.
How do they get away with that?
I don't fucking know.
Hillary Clinton lives up there.
Dude, I
they probably
no
don't even.
Idea.
Women don't even know, probably.
It's called, they will. Wait till some douche walks by, some thick-ankled Clydesdale bearded bitch.
The fuck is the name of it? Oh, it's called Cigar.
I smell smoke.
Well, don't give the name out, because now they're going to fucking go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, don't
it's
ruin
not,
it.
Look, it's not just men. Don't. It's, but just
I know
men.
You, I know it.
Here's what it is.
And
there's
lesbians?
No,
just for men?
A woman's not going to want to go there.
Is it even a bar, or is it a hair coloring? Come on, Bob. Come clean with it.
It's a cigar store called Cigar Republic. It's amazing.
I've been in there.
Okay.
The ashtrays are shaped like Monica Lewinsky's pussy.
The big silver ashtrays, right?
Yeah, he missed it. The fucking
it.
Indian kid's getting all of it.
Well, he's fucking Indian.
Yeah. He doesn't miss anything.
Of course he doesn't miss anything.
That's your target market. You got to go do shows over there now. Over in New Delhi.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I do have... Go ahead.
Yeah, you got
I do. I get tables of Indian fans now.
Yeah, I know.
They're not big
on... popular. Yeah, you and Russell Peters.
I'm playing kabooms. Kabooms in Calcutta next
But you go in, there's a big cigar store, but then there's another door you can go in, and it's just a lounge. All leather seats, plasma TVs everywhere, there's a bar.
And
you can go in and smoke, but it's all fucking guys. And it's like...
Wow, that sounds
like
excellent.
Like you. The guys like you.
So I can pork a nice hairy ass when I'm done with
There's
my Cuban?
There's a nice flag hanging up that says, don't tread on me.
Seriously?
Yes.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Really?
The only way I could get manlier, I said this to my friend, is if fucking Archie Bunker and Fred Flintstone walks on. I walk in. Me and my friend are sitting there. This guy, Joe, was smoking cigars. I think it was a Saturday afternoon. And we're talking about some bullshit. And all of a sudden, we hear this weird noise. We look over on the TV. There's a porno on the TV. And three, like, 60-year-old men just sitting there smoking
watching
cigars.
I said they're rubbing one out.
No, just fucking, just like old school men.
Well, keep enticing me, Bob. No chicks and three 60-year-old guys watching porn. How can I get a membership? What the fuck?
Well, it's funny you say that. I'm telling you, dude, I fucking love this place.
Me and Joe List went to some cigar bar. He's got a picture, an Instagram picture.
You
me
and List?
Him.
Does he
yes.
smoke?
Yes. He likes your cigars, I think. Cigars are dicks.
I
can't remember.
That.
But but he took a picture on Instagram of us back to back.
Where?
Where were we? I want to say Cleveland.
I love Cleveland.
Downtown Cleveland. I might be wrong, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so into fucking... I was in Pasadena, and they got a great cigar bar over there.
What were you doing? Were you in the parade?
I did TCA's.
Oh, for the show.
Yeah. Which is fucking...
You guys are on the air and everything, huh?
Yeah. It was crazy, dude. I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm going in line and I go to turn to yell John, one of the guys in the cast. I was literally going, John! I turn to yell, right 2 inches away from my face is Jennifer Lopez. I was like, oh God. I go, sorry. And she just...
Really?
Dude, J-Lo, then Ryan Seacrest walks out behind her, and I'm just sitting there like a fucking oomph. And then...
What are these, the upfronts or something? It's not the upfront.
No, it's
what,
where you... It's, what, I don't. I just learned...
TCA's, what's that stand for?
I just fucking learned... It's a television fucking... I don't know. What press this. I don't fucking know, dude. I swear to God. I had no idea. They said, you got to go out for this. I was like, all right. Fucking flew me out. Business.
Okay, not first, but that's good.
But dude, there was no first. This was the one, the seats where you lie down flat, the little...
Oh, yes.
Dude, I am so...
I took those to Albany.
I wanted to steal the pillows. The pillows were better than my ones on my bed.
Why? Your wife not buying good pillows?
These were fucking like quilted, and they had a quilt, a little baby quilt that you put over yourself. And these beautiful... Dude, it was fucking amazing.
A little baby quilt.
I slept lying
little
flat.
Little baby AIDS quilt.
When you fly on a plane and you can lie down flat...
Yeah.
It's one of the best things I've ever
done. I do that in coach. I lay right on the floor. I go, people. I said, put the carts away. I'm going to stretch out. No, nobody needs a fucking bag of peanuts. Let me crack my back for a minute.
And then they...
Wow, dude, you're in show business right now. What's that like?
It was weird. It was fucking weird. It was weird. But here's what bugged me. That everybody... I mean, every Fox show was there.
Yeah.
And all these people, Sonny in Philadelphia, Kevin Bacon, and The Following. And,
yeah.
I mean, everybody was there.
Yeah.
And everybody walks around like it's... Like it... This... It kind of sucks. Like, nobody was... I was like, this is the best shit ever.
Because it's the 13th time doing it.
Well, I was going to say, those people are probably, you know... I
but mean, how do you really get fucking sick of doing it?
Well, yeah. J-Lo's not a spoiled brat. She thinks she shits ice cream.
She is so... Let me tell you something.
I met her before anybody knew who she was.
Isn't she prettier than what she is on TV?
I don't know. The lights are off. She smelled kind of funny. But,
dude.
I met her on the driveway of my acting teacher out in L.A.
What?
Yes. He goes to me. She's got... He says this to me. He goes, in 6 months, she's going to be world famous. She already had a... He goes, she already has a film in the can with Nicholson, yeah. The Selena movie. But he names all these movies. Sure enough, man.
What did he say about you?
He goes, you'll be doing a scene from fucking Iceman Cometh. Here's your partner, Monty Hoffman. 60-year-old fat comedian.
Monty Hoffman.
But yeah, I met J-Lo for like a millisecond. And... I had a little taste of that. I mean, when I did Brett Butler's show and
well, you did. You were on Louis.
My parents were on Louis for Christ. Who hasn't been on Louis?
No.
And
the
I
original,
say that with all respect.
Lucky Louis. And you wrote for Chris Rock.
No, I know, but I'm talking about the actual being on a set and you know, I did Nose Radio and I did half a season of Grace Under Fire.
Right.
So you got to see that shit. It was kind of fun going to the lot every day and finger popping the hairdresser. I mean, it was terrific. What was his name again? Chad. I want that in my... Can I have that in my... When they set up my thing down in my cellar?
You want the Dude. Bob, you want the Bob Kelly fucking...
What year is it?
That was 3 years ago.
02.
Fuck you. Fucking cocksucker.
You weren't smoking, were you?
No, that was around 3 years ago. Three and a half years ago. I quit smoking in August.
That's classic.
3 years ago, so three and a half.
Classic.
Yeah, it was pretty...
So that's good. So Pasadena... Why Pasadena?
There's this whole... The Langham Hotel in the middle of... It's like you're driving in a neighborhood like...
Dennis knows all the hotels, by the way.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't stay there, though. He stays in the fucking...
Yeah, Santa Monica on the beach.
Does he have a house over there?
How do you know? Yeah.
Did he stay at that hotel?
Yeah.
Because he put us up there when we were doing a tour. We did the Staples Center.
Yeah.
A few years ago. And,
okay.
And he put us up on some...
It's his hotel.
Yeah.
On the beach.
And it was the nicest one I've been in.
Yep.
You walk out the back and there's the Pacific Ocean.
Yes. Right?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was tremendous.
Yeah. He stayed out there. So he's Dude, I tell you, he's a fucking pro. He comes out.
Here's the thing, man.
You come out in front of this big audience, but it's almost like you're introducing a new Apple product because it's just all the press with fucking computers, right?
Here's Bob's tablet.
And they can't applaud. Because they have to remain neutral as the press. So
they can't applaud for the people of the cast?
No. They're not supposed to applaud. So
oh my God.
You come out and then, you know, they start asking all these questions. They play a little snippet of the show and then they start asking questions. You know what I mean?
About the show,
but to Dennis. And Dennis is dude, he's so fucking hilarious. Because every network does a couple days here at this hotel and they do it with the press. And you know, they promote the show. So he walks out and he knows. Well, I think the last thing is the last 2 days of PBS. So he just goes out and he goes, "I know. Listen, it's fucking hell. But listen, we all, you know." He just starts trashing PBS.
Right.
You got PBS for 2 days, so enjoy this, you know. And he just starts fucking, you know. I know we're gonna go into our characters, and you don't want to hear any of that bullshit. And he just fucking did like 8 minutes of improv. And they were dying. They were fucking dying.
Funny guy.
He really is, man.
He's a funny guy. He's always...
He went out and then Corbett, there was just him and Corbett. They were just asking questions because that's all they know. So we're just sitting there like fucking idiots. And then I go, like a couple minutes in, I go, $100 right now for one of you ask me a question. Fucking six people raise their hand.
Bob, what do you weigh? What's your height?
So one guy goes, I have a question, but it's for Dennis, but I'll ask it through you.
That's so weird you said that.
Yeah.
I'm watching like an old Robert Klein special, and he's talking about a movie he did. Who was the famous actor? Oh, damn. But that was the same thing. He had to go, and they were asking questions. It was at a college. It was a film thing, a film class.
Festival or something?
Yeah, and they were all asking the star questions, and the lady's like, somebody asked Mr. Klein a question. Some kid was saying, Mr. Klein, can you ask Mr. Needham if he, what kind of shock absorbers are on that Camaro? It's just what happened to him.
It is funny.
Thought I'd throw that in there. I mean, it happened last night.
It's fucking weird, though, man. You've done the runway, the red carpet. How fucking weird is that?
I did some modeling in Milan.
you know what I'm talking about. You could have, you fucking sexy prick. You want to see a good-looking guy, look at his fucking first headshot. Ugh. Fuck Colin Kane. What's his name?
Colin Kane.
Colin Kane. Nick DiPaolo was the fucking hottest guy in comedy.
I got them all. Chris Rock used to go, DiPaolo. And I first moved to New York, only non-celebrity gets celebrity pussy. I used to bring my girlfriend Nancy to catch a rising star. I couldn't even talk to her. Rodney would jump in. Fucking
really?
Oh, Mario Cantone? Joyner? No, not Cantone.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, what kind of bag is that, Nancy? No. No, Mario Joyner would corner her, and I couldn't talk to my own girlfriend for hours at a time. But I was fucking back in there. What were we talking about before I started bragging about myself?
No, it was fucking fine. We were talking about the going through a red carpet with the cameras.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I didn't do any of that for the sitcom work stuff, but I did that just for the roast. When we roasted Pam Anderson.
Yeah, it's just the same
shit. I didn't
shit.
Like that. Ugh.
Well, it's a weird thing because they put you in this run. It's almost like a gauntlet.
Yeah.
And you go up and, you know, you kind of almost please take a photo.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, Leary goes first.
Yeah.
And then Corbett. And then it's like, chap, 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 Dennis, over here. And he knows how to do this shit. They both have fucking been famous for years.
Yeah.
So then it's like they kind of push me out there.
You're done in 30 seconds?
Well, I'm in a jacket. You know, I'm hot, you know, because I just wanted to look. I didn't want to have my side fat hot.
My Nehru jacket.
Right? And then they're, you know, they kind of pick their cameras up like they weigh 800 pounds. fucking who's this? You know, some lady screaming, he's in the show. And I'm just like, you know, I start busting balls. You know, one dude gets it. You know, the one O&A fan goes, Bobby.
Yeah.
I actually have video. I got to give it to you. It's me walking by the press out in front of the hotel.
Yeah.
Because as famous people walked in, you'd hear them.
They
fucking,
take photos.
Kevin. You hear all. I walk out. There's nothing.
You hear.
Not even. Had some fucking bird in the tree. You hear nothing. And then some guy points at me. That's it. Points at me and just does that.
And goes, the air conditioner's broke in the back.
Michael Chiklis. Fucking crazy. Yeah, but it was a fucking blast, man. I mean, I know what you're saying. Maybe they've done it a million times. I just don't know how you get sick of being
people
treated.
People sucking your ass. I
being
know.
Treated like a king. Well, I don't know.
Because everyone sucks their ass.
Welcome to America.
Okay.
I know, but you shouldn't be that jaded. You shouldn't take it for granted.
I don't know.
Maybe they're just assholes. That's how they act.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I don't think so.
You think Corbett's really excited to work with you?
Corbett. Let me tell you something about Corbett. One of the fucking. This guy is a. He. We're at the
What's
bar.
His first day?
John Corbett. At the fucking bar late at night. He has a couple drinks. He starts dancing. Every broad in the place gets up and starts dancing around him. He's got a bunch of fucking sixes and fours and a halves.
Really?
And he does. He's just a nice guy. Dancing.
Is he married? Did he?
No, he's fucking with Bo Derek. He lives with Bo Derek for the last fucking 15 years. And she's still smoking.
I'm confusing my Corbetts.
Bo Derek. You know who Bo Derek is?
No, I'm from Russia. Yeah, you fuck it. Do I know Bo Derek? Yes.
John Corbett.
She was she did a sequel to 10. It was called 4 and a half a couple of years ago.
Dude, she's still.
I know, she's stunning. I see her on TV. She's still stunning. I didn't
she's
know.
Still fuck.
I
and she's a horse person, too.
She's a horse person.
You
which
Corbett.
Tells you what? She loves cock.
Well, I was going to say, you and your. Get her. Your
no,
wife's.
My wife's. It's a small pony. It's a Shetland. It's a little. A whole different thing. It was a fucking little Japanese pony. I built it. It's not even a horse. I made it out of wood. I didn't know. I forgot. Who was her. But who was her husband for years?
Dudley Moore.
Not Dudley.
Oh, they didn't get married
dink.
After that?
You
yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
He had an She's older guy. She had an old. She had an old. Her older what? Husband was a guy, a big player in Hollywood. I forget his name.
What was the guy?
Can we take a call?
I'll Google it.
What was the guy when he walked in? When he walked in drugged and he put the. It was a baby carriage and he tucked in the non-baby and he walks up to the fucking house.
I don't remember.
What was the guy, the wife's
I
name?
I don't remember.
Don't you hate his wife? That's one of the funniest.
I don't remember that movie.
Arthur's one of my favorite movies of all time. That and Smokey the Bandit was two of the funniest ever. And Fatso. Remember Fatso?
Dom DeLuise?
Yeah.
Yes,
filmed
I do.
Right here on this street.
Right in this room?
Right in this fucking. If you look at the beginning of the movie, it's him crossing.
Right on McDougal?
Manetta Lane.
Just
is
says.
That true?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I saw Orny Adams right behind him.
Just says John Derek.
We have a notebook. Shrimp.
John Derek, yes.
John Derek.
John Derek.
He was a director.
He was a big, big photographer, time director. Yeah. I think he's dead now.
Well, he died in 98.
98, yeah. I should remember that. I hit him with my SUV.
You lived in L.A. for a minute, right?
I did.
How long?
4.5 years.
And you lived out there for?
For what?
Yeah, I'm asking
four
for
and a
what?
Half year.
Yeah, for what? Just to be out there? What would you? Were you for a show?
No,
what brought you there?
What brought me there? Yeah. A little girl from Chile. She lived in Sacramento.
Really?
Yes.
A chick?
Yes. I'm kidding. No, Brett Butler had the same manager as me.
Okay.
Show called Grace Under
what
Fire.
What the fuck happened to her?
She made lots of money, and you know, I don't know what she's doing now. But her managers were the same as mine, David and Christy Martin. We had the same managers, and Brett wanted me to, you know, have a small part on the show. And they're like, you have to come out here to do this. So Quinn was living out there at the time. Right. Me and Colin used to go to David and Christy Martin. That was his manager, too. We'd go to their office at night in Beverly Hills over this Italian restaurant. And, we'd try to write jokes and material and shit. And I remember he found... found a bunch of, this is back when they had the VHS tapes, that found a stack of them, of people that David and Christine Martin, comedians, they were looking at to sign.
Yeah.
And like the second one was Jeff Dunham.
Really?
So we put it in, and it's Jeff, Collins watching it. He looked like De Niro in, remember Goodfellas and De Niro's watching, what's his name, the guy up on this doing the commercial, the guy, Murray.
Murray's
Wigs.
Remember
De
Niro's face when he was watching the TV? That's how Collins watching it, with his arms closed. All of a sudden, he pulls the tape out. He opens the window. We're like on the third floor. He throws it out. In a car, runs over it.
Fucking cocksucker. Put a fucking power out. I'm fucking out there writing jokes, and you're fucking over the door. You fucking queer. I'll fucking stab you. I'll kill your puppet. I'll kill your mother.
That's right. But it was so funny because as soon as it landed on the street, a car went by right over. It was like a scene out of a movie. We were belly laughing. Oh, my God. He was watching that with a stern look on his face.
That had to be like one of the funnest times of your career.
It was. I didn't like L.A. L.A. proper. But, you know, my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, you know, Andy, is my wife now. She came out, and I'm glad she was out there because every weekend we'd take off to you know, somewhere.
Right.
Whether it was San Diego or up north.
But you were doing, you're out there, you're doing the show.
I did great. Yeah, I mean, it was really a taste of what show business is like, you know?
And how old were you back then?
I was 17. And
no, really, how old were
I was,
you?
That was 19.
20s?
No.
Late 20s, early 30s?
No, wait, 95. That makes me 33.
33.
Yeah. You can look at this. You can Google it. Grace Under Fire. I was a bartender. Tony, I think.
So you're on
a
show.
And bartender named Tony.
Yeah. You're doing stand-up. You and Quinn have the same management.
Yeah.
You're out there fucking writing jokes. You're being creative. You're having
no,
fun.
No, you don't, though. That's the thing in L.A. You're out having lunches and shit and talking about the fucking script. And, I wonder if I'm in it this week. And it's not a good comedy scene out there.
It is now, don't you think?
No, I don't.
Right.
I think it stinks compared to here.
I mean, compared to here, absolutely.
I mean, what do you want to do? Have drinks with the...
Compared to fucking Oklahoma, it's pretty good.
You want
to
hang out with Jimmy Walker, the Improv, and Melrose? I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm sure it's whatever. I didn't even go near a club, and I was out there doing the podcast tour.
Yeah, I didn't go near a club, too, and it was kind of freeing because I felt... Like you go out, I'm going to go to a club, and what, I'm going to get bumped by a Seth or a Rogan or a fucking Seth Rogan or a fucking
exactly,
you know what I mean? Adam Sandler,
or some
fucking,
chick,
yeah, somebody
got a movie you've never heard,
she's
on Conan,
you know, I mean, where am I? I can't go to the Laugh Factory, really. I mean, I can't. I could go to the comedy store, but I don't fucking. They're going to look at me like, why are you here? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I didn't even go on that side of the hill. I stayed in the, you know,
me
on Ventura, on the other side of the, I didn't even go on over on the other, over the hill.
I had a fucking,
through Coldwater Canyon was right there. I stayed right at the, you know, the Sportsman's Lodge.
Right, yeah.
It's right there. And I was like, whatever. Why am I going to do that? So when I come back, somebody goes, did you go up while you're out there? Who gives you?
Yeah.
I'm past that, man.
Yeah. I did the same
thing. I got to block
thing.
A porn, you know.
But I felt good about 90s. It. I actually went out, me and Dan Soder and Nate Bargatze went to lunch. I did a podcast.
Yeah, see, that's what you do. You go to lunch out there.
Yeah, I did. I hung out. I had a good fucking...
Did you go on a hike?
Me and Serpico went to dinner with Sawyer.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Went
that's
to a cigar
LA.
Bar. We yeah. watched the fuck... We did that. We did the stuff we had to do. After that was done, we went right to a fucking... some wings place, Rocco's in Pasadena, and watched the Pats.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was fucking. There's so many Pats fans out yeah. there. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, they were everywhere. Yeah.
And then we went and smoked another cigar and called it a night. I didn't do any of that comedy shit. It's like,
no, that's show business. That's not where you go to work out your shit. That's where you.
I do like the Comedy Store. I like the fucking.
Absolutely, the Original Room. When I lived there, when I lived there, I went.
Yeah.
I'm saying this last trip, I didn't go. But right. when I lived there, I treated it just like I did here. Mm. I went to the Comedy Store, the Original Room, every night. You know, and I was living. You know, it was.
That's kind of like here though. You could do like 2-3 spots in a night there, because they have like 3 rooms.
Yeah,
they just bounce around.
Yeah, but it, yeah,
it's not like here.
I mean, it's not exactly like here.
No,
but
because when you go there, there's going to be big names and
the
Kevin
closest
Hart's
to the here there yeah, is I know. Here. You know,
yeah.
Some all you're going to hear is cameras clicking, and then some guy's going to walk in, and you're going to get bumped, and you're going to have to go up after. And that's another thing too. It's like somebody really big or 3 massive guys go up, and then you go up, and if you're a little fucking edgy at all, they're like, ugh.
Yeah,
he's mean.
I don't get it. I don't fucking get it anymore. Even here, I don't get it.
Really?
Oh,
even
please,
here?
Give me a radio show. Let's call it a fucking day.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
You should.
I want to be able to offend people on a mass level, not 40 at a time.
Isn't it fucked up that you and Artie both have fucking podcasts now?
I guess.
You ever get back together with him?
Well, I had him on mine a couple times.
No, would you, but you want to go back... Have your own radio show.
I love radio.
Yeah.
Or this. I mean, if this, you know... Right. Somebody can figure out how to monetize this stupid process.
Yeah. Well, it's there. It's just how do you do it right with the fans? You know, this has to...
Kid looks like Tyler Florence on the Food Network.
No, I have no
you
know, idea.
You've never that. Heard that? Really?
No.
Go look him up. He gets a lot of ass.
I'll
take
it.
All fat chicks who love donuts.
Like his fucking hair looks like a rich guy's mustache.
It does,
right?
It does. Good one, Bobby.
Put Scopo back on for a second. Look at that fucking hair. Just fucking...
You can stand under it if it's raining.
He has cunty hair.
No, it's a nice head of hair. I had that shit fucking, back in the day.
He's still got good hair.
Oh, please. This is a wig.
He's got a fucking
diet. Being held on by an eye bolt. Right?
You got to get some medicine. You got to put some medicine in that fucking hair.
Medicine? What do you mean?
Keith Robinson. Get some of that Keith Robinson medicine.
What? Jerry curl?
No.
Soul glow?
No, you get that fucking... get that gray right out.
Oh, yeah. Just for black men?
Just for black men. Yeah.
Well, Clyde Frazier uses it.
Yeah, they got to come up with that chip in my balls.
They have it.
They do?
Yeah, it's called...
You can dye your pubes?
Yeah, you dye
What's
your pubes.
It? Picture of nuts on the box?
Just shave those fucking see-through pubes
I burn
off.
Them off with a Bic lighter. Some of them like coaxial cable. You can't get them off.
So let me ask you a question. Now here you are, Nick DePaul. You come up, you produce your own thing, which is
I
great.
I produce my own
you
thing.
You produce your own hour.
Oh yeah, thanks.
And
I never looked at myself as a producer, but okay.
Well, I mean, you did. You're.
It's a good point. I should have put that in the credits.
You didn't put producer on it?
No, I put funny guy.
What'd you put? Just fucking written by?
No, I think I put it. I'm just fucking around, Bob. Jesus, what are you new to comedy?
What?
Fucking silly prick. Yeah.
What's
you, Joe motherfucker?
What are you gonna do? What is the next thing? What's your next thing? What do you want? A radio show? Is that?
I
want to
do a podcast tonight up the street.
No, what do you want to do? Really?
Thursdays with Kenny's.
Thursdays with Kenny's.
What I want to do? I want to. I love radio. Yeah. I want to put asses in the seat. I'm always going to do stand up. Not right. always, but I would like to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pop out and
until
do
it. You can do.
Do it theater. He keeps implying that I'm all this fucking kid. I'm starting to like him less and less. But, what does that mean?
He just shut him down.
Too.
Yeah. Creatively, he just shut down. Like, oh, God, Nick doesn't like me.
No, I like him.
He's
I'm kidding.
Literally, you're one
pretty
of
pretty kid.
His biggest fucking.
He's a pretty kid, and I should fight him or fuck him.
I think you do great radio, and I think you should be on radio. If you listen to his podcast at all, if anybody listens to your show, it's a flowing.
It's a run on sentence.
Here's
for 1 hour.
All of a sudden, it's over. You're like, oh shit. You're like, really?
Thank you, Bobby. Bobby got me into it. Give him the credit. I actually look forward. When I first started doing it, I didn't look forward to going down
right.
there. But now I treat it like a radio show.
Yeah.
And I actually see people while I'm talking.
Yeah, that's great.
You know? And it's a good way to keep up your radio chops.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just love to hear myself talk, let's be honest. But it's fun. But I've been on there with bullet points. I have things to say. I look forward to doing it. And they're getting better. The people are liking them.
Absolutely.
Can you kind of work out bits with it?
No, I don't do that. You can't work out bits when it comes to stand-up. You got to do that in front of an audience. I mean, you can play with something. You know, you might come up with something. You can't work it out.
Yeah.
It's like standing in front of a mirror with a hairbrush.
Yeah, but
pretending you're a comedian. I can't work like that.
But the thing is that you're opinionated, man. You have a point of view, and
that makes it easier.
And you're going on, and you're. But you know, okay. Some people say, "Oh, he's harsh," or he's. You tell these.
Who are those people?
Anyway, you know, like
where are these fucking
I'm
people?
Saying, if you actually say that about yourself, that people think that you're that and this, but really you're not. I've heard you talk about, you know, getting a ticket. Like that thing, the one show, and it's like you're sitting there and you're talking about the fucking cop and he pulls you over, and you tell what happened. You'll go from something very topical, very political or sports, very opinionated, to something as basic as getting a ticket, and you'll kind of go through it and be self-deprecating and make fun of your wife and laugh and giggle, and then you'll go into something will trigger that. It is just this one thought, and all of a sudden you're like, all right, I got to go, and the music, you're like, oh, fuck. You want to go right to the next one, but there isn't one.
Yeah,
you got to wait till the next week. So it's I actually don't listen, so I can kind of catch up. Do you know what I mean? Like I kind of binge your show.
Do you really?
Yeah, because
You're out in Hollywood doing TV show. What are you going to listen to my podcast?
Well, I think you're right. There is in the future some way to monetize this for you because you should. You know, it's a different, what we're doing on this, it's a different form. And some people are so famous and so big that they get the money. And then there's people that kind of miss that second where we should be.
I've been in that second for 40 years now.
Nah, you're not, man. You're one of the greats, bro. I mean, ask anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, look, dude, you went out and just did every fucking show there is. No questions asked.
That opened my eyes about social media. That opened my eyes.
It should tell you who you are. It says something about you.
Well, thank you. I didn't really think of it like that, Bob. But.
Dude, I'm telling you, not everybody can just fucking, hey, I'm coming out, and everybody fucking go, holy shit.
What do you mean? Nikki Glaser can do it?
No. You're
just kidding.
Okay. I was going to say, in my house. No. Can't she? Because nobody wanted me.
Well, I've been around long enough, but I...
Well, you're respected, and you're still at the top of your game.
It's fun, man. It's fun. I'm enjoying this, being funny in a conversation right now more than stand-up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, because we've done a couple shows together, man. You're always nervous. I'm going to fucking... and then you go out, and I'm watching you, and I'm like... I don't know where this anxiety comes from in this motherfucker because he is murdering.
Yeah, well, if you saw me the last couple of weeks at the stand, you go, I see why he's shitting his pants.
Yeah, but you're supposed to bomb there. That's where we're supposed to bomb.
I know, but I look down and there's four girls on cell phones. And seriously,
yeah, Nick,
though.
I've seen you go off a few times at the stand with some of these
fucking
chicks.
Because you know why that is, Chris? You're not supposed to have a fucking cell phone in a fucking
club. I know.
But everybody's given up that runs comedy clubs, apparently.
You know what I mean?
It's just another fucking obstacle. Between fucking alcohol and you know this and it's like 68% girls and that's fine. It's not their fault that I'm 53. But I'm just saying they can't fucking focus for more than 10 minutes.
I'll say why these podcasts are good too is that now you can start doing your own fucking show and not in an unconventional place. So you can find another spot in a town that you want to go and promote it on your show and go there. And those people, when they're fans...
Can you teach me how to do that?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Stanhope figured it out.
Stanhope did. You know who just did too? Gary Goldman. He has a guy.
I knew that was coming, though.
Okay, I don't know who the fuck he is. His guy who went out and just fucking booked all these theaters for him and put a tour together for him. And his fans, he did it, you know, I'm going to tell you, he took a chance on himself. And some of them he sold out. He actually had to do a second show. Some of them were good.
Based on what? And I love him because it's a matter of time for Gary. He's so goddamn talented.
Based on his fan base. That's it.
From what, though? The podcast?
Dude, from it all. You're talking about three albums, two specials.
I want the guy's number who did that for him.
Call him.
Or his cousin.
Call him. Honest to God. But I think that's where we're going with this. Guys like me and you and Gary.
I don't have much time left.
Ari Shaffir does. What the fuck
I'm
are you talking about?
I'm having hip surgery on Wednesday.
You're fine, dude. You're fine. But with this social media, my point is this. With this podcast and with what you've established so far, and you've always had a fucking thumb, not you doing it, but your guy doing it on the internet and social media,
right.
You can fill up a couple hundred seats at a theater somewhere. Instead of going in for 4 days,
yeah.
You can go in for one night and take a chance on yourself and
yes.
fill it up and make that money.
You gotta have a
pinky? A pinky.
You gotta have a pinky.
Okay, you need a pinky.
You can have this one when the guy doesn't pay you. 12 people don't show. No, but you need a good PR person. You need.
But we're the PR people.
Press.
This is my PR.
So you.
This is your PR.
I could say, okay, I'm gonna be in Providence.
I'm gonna be in Providence on your podcast.
Okay, but that.
And then you.
You've
go,
been doing this 4 years.
What, this show?
Yeah.
Around four, yeah. Four, maybe okay. three.
I'm a little over
I think
years.
four, five.
Yeah, four, maybe.
But that's my, that's what I want to do with it.
Don't
that's exactly what I'm doing.
One second. Don't ever question me in front of Nick. You understand me?
Go ahead. You were verbally abusing this young man before the show. Oh. I was enjoying it. Bob was ripping into these two fellas.
It's a, you know, a usual Tuesday.
Not Deepu. Really never Deepu. He's always
genius,
on point.
Yeah.
But this cocksucker fucked up.
Right
he got
now,
nervous.
Deepu's helping somebody... helping somebody with his cell phone.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. I got a spot downstairs in 8 minutes.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go down there and maybe heckle.
No, guys, I'd fucking love it. All right, so listen,
I'm protesting Lenny Marcus.
Why?
It's too controversial.
You got your special. You got your, first of all, let's talk about this. Your
yes.
podcast.
The podcast at riotcast.com.
Yep.
iTunes, Stitcher.
It
whatever
is.
Whatever the fuck that means.
To me, it's one of the best podcasts out there because it's funny, it's insightful, there's anger, there's laughter, there's silliness.
You really do listen?
Yeah.
I thought you were kidding.
No, I don't. I don't
no,
fucking
I don't.
Joke, you
when
cocksucker.
When do you sleep? You got a kid and shit and a
I
wife
do.
In it.
I know, I'm fucking crazy.
You got a goat and two chickens and a cigar bar to take care of? What are you doing?
You're going to come there with me, you motherfucker.
I'll go there.
You'll love it. You'll
I never understand smoking something you don't inhale. I don't get the point
dude,
of that.
Dude, I'll teach you.
So your clothes smell like shit?
No, I'll teach you, dude. So will you put the old guy's cock in your mouth and you suck
oh,
it off? It doesn't
God,
taste
help
that
me,
bad.
This fucking guy.
Funny.
Is that what you do? You celebrate a good fucking Hummer? The podcast... And by the way, since I came back from L.A., and I know this doesn't mean much, but I check it on iTunes, the top episode.
Yeah.
It's been in the top, it's like 70.
Yeah.
For the last 2 weeks now.
But here's
the
thing.
So it opened a lot of eyes.
Those people.
Yes.
It's great. When you do those shows, you get those fucking people, and that's the way it should be. We should all be helping each other get more people to get to our shows so that we can just fucking relax for a second and work.
Right.
And the people that want to see good comedy will fucking just show up because
right.
they know that's how you support us. We'll give you the podcast. We'll be funny
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no, you feed your own army. You create your own army and you feed it. And that's all I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do big enough venues where I can go out a couple times a month as opposed to waking up 5 days in a row in Detroit.
It's terrible.
You know what I mean?
I think we're getting there, though. I think
what these clubs did, 28 for me.
What these clubs did that was wrong is they put all the pressure on us to promote. Can you please tweet? Can you put a Facebook?
I know.
Can you please do something?
I know.
Hey, what the fuck happened to you paying for press?
I know.
What the fuck happened
I know.
To nine Dick Doherty heads in the fucking Herald?
It's like, yeah, I'll do that. Add an extra thou to my fucking check.
Right.
I get chewed out by a local guy here like a year
really?
Ago. Yeah, because I didn't do any press. Matt banged him for,
Yeah.
And I didn't do any radio. And I go, that's... If the talent has to line up radio now?
Right.
And I actually said to the guy, I go, knock $2,000 off it.
Really?
At the end of the week, yeah.
Yeah, did he?
Local guy, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So I was reasonable for the first time in my life.
Well, here's the deal.
But,
is it now
it's not
that,
my job, like you said.
I think that power is in our hands now. Because they don't know that they're actually forcing us to create this army, as you said.
Yeah.
Where that when we won't need them. It's like, why? Do
I
know. I need you?
I've been trying to get to that point.
Well, I think we're
it's
getting
around
there.
The corner.
I think so. So you guys, so please go to riotcast.com and subscribe, review.
Oh, sounds like a benefit for somebody dying.
Go there and
please.
Donate to Nick.
Please,
DiPaolo.
Nick is shitting to a coffee can behind his house,
and he's got his show.
His wife is drinking Zima out of a mason jar in the dark right now.
He's going to be making some changes to his show pretty soon, too. The show's just going to get better and better.
We're going to actually have cameras in there.
We're working on that. So it's going to be fucking awesome. And then go and buy his new special at nickdip.com.
Another Senseless Killing at nickdip.com. It's $8, or if you want to pay more, feel free.
My
horse needs a new ankle.
Look, man, you want an ankle
after I hit it with a hammer.
You need to have this on your phone or your iPad or your television. You need to have this. Go fucking buy it, because he's one of the greats. He's one of the greats right now, walking the fucking earth, and you can have this special for $8.
And I do my show in a tuxedo now, even without cameras. So.
Oh, you fucking Steve Byrne? Anyways, dude, thanks for coming
Bobby,
by.
Bobby, thank you so much. You've been good,
brother.
Who's
going to win the game? Super Bowl.
The Patriots.
Who do you guys got?
Pats.
You think they're going to win the game?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm nervous about Russell Wilson's scrambling ability.
Their defense is good.
Whose?
Seattle's.
Yeah, their offense sucks. Do they look good against the Packers?
Not for the last 5 minutes they did.
Exactly.
I love that I fucking literally set up a beautiful ending to this podcast.
I wanted to ask that for the whole time.
Shut the fuck up. And I got to fucking go, right?
I got to go too.
And this fucking
it's
going to
be a great game.
Pats.
It's going to be
now
a great
game. Now I got 900
game.
Things I want to say.
I know.
Fucking asshole. I
wanted that the whole time.
Well, fucking text him after the show.
Come on. He's a chef on the Food Network. What are you picking up? Tyler Florence over here.
Go to nickdip.com for all his dates and buy his new special.
Can I just plug the two dates? I'm at the Suffolk Theater this Friday night in Riverhead, New York.
Right, this is coming out this Thursday.
Okay.
So we're going to put this out. We're live right now. So there you go.
What's your point? Friday, it's a valid plug.
Yeah, no, it is.
Friday's after Thursday, right, Bob? What
yeah.
The fuck?
I'm telling the people. Anyways,
Then Saturday night at the Sports Haven in New Haven, Connecticut, which I heard is a beautiful room, too.
I've been there.
Oh, you already did it?
Wait, for Chaz and AJ?
Yes.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Not for Chaz and AJ.
Oh, you don't like? I like Chaz and AJ.
I do too, but I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it for Brad Axelrod.
Singing Owl. I do too.
You've done the Sports Haven?
Yeah, it's
is it
great.
A nice room?
It's fucking look. It's a big open venue, but you know what?
Oh Jesus!
But I'll tell you, I'll tell you, dude. I fucking killed it. Great crowd.
Well, you're gonna kill anywhere. You'll kill at Foxborough.
Oh, fuck you,
for Christ's sake!
Who doesn't kill at Foxborough?
The Colts.
There you go. That's a way to button it up. So the Sports Haven on Saturday night in New Haven, Connecticut.
Please follow Chris Scopo at his Twitter. He has no followers. Nobody seems to follow him.
Nobody likes me.
We gotta put together and we gotta get followers for him. And Deepu, he can actually steal followers because he knows how to fucking hack into people's computers.
What's his real name?
Deepu.
No, I'm kidding.
Deepu, I swear
What's
to God.
What's his real name?
Cuckapoo. His name's Deepu, I swear to God.
Like Home Deepu?
No.
That was my old Twitter handle, actually, the Home Deepu.
Was it real?
Yeah.
Fucking
it. Now it's R2 Deepu.
Come on.
Yeah, he's great. I love him.
I know, but you got him already.
Yeah, well,
you got a brother, Deepu?
You're going to talk to him after the show.
I know, but he's going to come back here and do... I need somebody that's going to live in my attic.
All right, well, he could live there for a price. Keep him. Jesus. All right, and go get my special, too. Have both of ours. Get Nick's and then get mine, or just get Nick's.
No, get Bobby's too.
Yeah, and support.
Put it next
man.
To the Judy Tenuta special you bought.
Judy fucking Tenuta.
I keep raking her over the coals everywhere I go. I'm sure she's nice.
All right,
thanks, Bobby. Love you.
Yeah, thanks for listening. You know what, dude? Podcast.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.